with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Amazon is cracking down on scams on its website.
Amazon's fighting hard against a lot of these different techniques. They're coming up with new algorithms to scrub different things off the site. They're working to come up with technologies that can stop it before it even happens. And they're also getting rid of any seller that engages in this bad behavior that they catch. Plus, they're firing internal employees that might be selling internal data to sellers to help them get ahead.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. A critical vote on a Brexit bill originally set for Tuesday has been delayed after British Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet advised her to do so, anticipating strong opposition from Parliament. May says there's growing concern among lawmakers about how to manage Northern Ireland's border with the Republic of Ireland. The United Kingdom is set to leave the European Union in March. For the latest developments and full coverage of Brexit, visit WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Nissan's former CEO Carlos Ghosn was formally charged on Monday with understating his compensation. Prosecutors in Tokyo, Japan, say he conspired to report only about half of his compensation on the company's financial reports during a five-year period. Nissan, which was indicted along with Ghosn, apologized for what it called false disclosures. Prosecutors have signaled that additional charges may be on the horizon. A Chinese court has ordered Apple to stop selling older iPhones in the country after ruling that Apple infringed on patents held by chipmaker Qualcomm related to photo editing and swiping on a touchscreen device. As The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle explains, the ruling is the latest in a long-running legal dispute between the two companies.
In some ways, you can almost view this as a bit of a proxy war for kind of the ongoing sales of smartphones in China as well. And that's just something that you have to keep in mind as you look at these two companies going back and forth. Qualcomm's certainly trying to protect its business, but the political, or the, I guess the market level backdrop is that its business is tied to the Chinese smartphone business as well.
Mickle says the ruling may help Qualcomm bring Apple to the negotiating table. For more details, be sure to listen to our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesday. The latest survey from the Institute for Supply Management shows U.S. businesses are less optimistic about the outlook for 2019. Most respondents said they expect 2019 will be the same or worse than 2018. Just under half expect it to be better. Despite the changed outlook, many surveyed say they expect sales, hiring, and investment to rise. Still to come, how Amazon is working to crack down on scammers. Amazon is cracking down on seller scams and has fired employees in the U.S. and India who were suspected of abetting scammers' efforts. The crackdown comes amid the busy holiday shopping season. Joining us now via Skype from San Francisco with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Laura, can you start by telling us about some of the biggest scams that Amazon is facing on its website currently?
Yes. Yeah, so Amazon's been facing a lot of problems from its sellers, which total more than 2 million out there in the world right now selling on Amazon. And Amazon has this marketplace that it's developed in addition to its retail business. So that's where some of these problems are stemming from, because these sellers are really competing, especially during the holiday times, to get as many sales as possible. And that might mean trying to game the systems by getting up higher in the search ranks. You know, typically if you search for a product, you're going to pick one of the first few that you see. So it's really important to be high there. So that entails things like fake reviews, fake positive reviews, attacking rival sellers, and other tactics like that. A new tactic that we're seeing as Amazon's crackdown on some of the other bad behavior is that sellers are buying or renting wholesale accounts, so the accounts that are used for those who actually sell to Amazon directly. And they're going in, and those accounts have a lot more power than the average account. So they might swap out a photo or change a listing to sabotage rivals. We mentioned one seller in our article who saw that his unicorn sequin pillow was actually changed to an adult product, which meant that it wasn't surfacing in search results. So it's an interesting new tactic, and I'm sure Amazon will quickly work to fight against that one too.
What can you tell us about the employees who were fired in the U.S. and abroad? What exactly were they accused of doing to help scammers?
Well, we have reported previously that some internal employees at Amazon were being bribed by intermediaries, typically, who were selling their information to these third-party sellers on Amazon. So basically, they were trying to get competitive information, like what keywords do the best, or maybe some of their competitors' information on sales, and using that to do better on Amazon. So that was the type of accusation that was happening. And Amazon has now fired several employees for sharing internal data, allegedly.
Laura, what steps has Amazon been taking in recent weeks to help root out scammers? I imagine there are plenty of challenges technologically to trying to keep ahead of them.
It's been described to me as a whack-a-mole game. So basically, Amazon will come up with new tactics. And, you know, they've said very clearly that they fight this stuff. They're coming up with new systems all the time to keep anybody from scamming or trying to manipulate their systems. So a few things that they've done recently is kind of cracked down on some of the different practices. They wiped a lot of reviews that were perceived to be fake. They have limited what people can access through some of their internal systems. And one of the bigger things that they've done to crack down, of course, is firing some employees suspected of turning over some internal data.
We know that more and more shopping is shifting online, especially now during the holiday season. What should consumers know to better protect themselves from these scams?
So it's pretty hard for a consumer to actually spot a product that may have gotten to the top of the rankings inappropriately. And, you know, it is a pretty limited thing. You know, Amazon says it's a very small fraction of what happens on their site, so a consumer may not ever spot it. But when you do see, if you look at the reviews and you see that a lot of them are copied and pasted in the same thing, that can be, or a very high percentage of positive reviews, that could be a warning signal. And another thing that people can keep an eye out for is if a web page has different reviews for different types of products on it, that might mean that a web page was taken over by a seller to sell a different product, and all of the reviews do not reflect that product's ranking.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens joining us via Skype from San Francisco with the details on how Amazon is working to weed out scammers. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.